I'm sweating. I got this light right in front of me. I'm in a peculiar position because I can't really move because I got a table right on each side of me. But here we are. This is issue number two of the Spitter section.
What?
He got out his father's call fresh out the feds. He just got out of jail.
Bruh.
Okay. Some real shit. Like, we talking factual, actual rap. If y'all don't know, Satira knows. I love Southern rap shit because they talk about exactly what's going on. They ain't throwing no sauce on it. Niggas keep straight up. I'm saying, shout out to NFL Cartel Bo. He's been making his rounds, doing his freestyles. I'm sure he's coming out with a mixtape. It's because he popped a couple years ago, like that 2016. But he actually got indicted and went to jail over a music video. Let's get into our top albums of the week. This Drake Future feud that has been brewing. I caught it when Drake came out with that last album from that What Will Pluto Do song. It's obviously about a woman based on Future's point of view from the first song on the album. And I kind of agree that it's about a woman based on the song What Will Pluto Do?
Sounds like it.
Future stopped fucking with Drake because Drake was pillow talking. And it seems like Drake was tender dick because Future fucked the bitch that he ain't wanting to fuck. I don't know, bro. I don't be on the internet. I know these niggas is beefing. I like music. Future, Metro Boomin, We Don't Trust You. Allegedly, these album covers that Future, these album names that Future's been coming out, I never liked you. We Don't Trust You. The track listing seems to be like a direct response to Drake's track listing of the Her Loss album. Also a shot. Oh, that's Her Loss. Princess Diana, the girl they fucking. Mm-hmm. That's Her Loss. You fuck with him. Rumblings that Drake gets a percentage off of every artist that he works with. A percentage of the sales or something. And I guess that's unprecedented in the business. There's a lot of reasons to be beefing.
Oh, wow.
Throw in that Drake and J. Cole are playing friendly roles and shit. And we have this top three madness that has been going on for at least 10 years in the game. Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick have been looked at as the top three guys. Do you agree?
Man, that's a tough group. I would definitely say Future is below all of them. I would say, in my opinion.
And this is why Future let Kendrick come on this album and do this shit, because y'all been trying this nigga. When this nigga has had an unprecedented run the last 10 years, bro. Y'all talking about Drake. I don't know if Drake would still be at the top had he not done the Future features that he's done. Think about this. We can't even say and really pinpoint the last time Drake has come with a full out good album. We can't even pinpoint it. Her Loss doesn't count.
Why not?
Because it's with 21 Savage. Y'all was in Atlanta. It sounds like you was working with the Young Thug for a couple of these songs, too. It sounds like your view was very influenced, and you wasn't really rapping. I don't give a fuck. I get it. That's not what he does now, because Drake is becoming like a rap boutique. You know what I'm saying? And these boutiques, that shit don't gotta look the best. It just gotta have a name behind it. Maybe it's stitched a certain way by certain artists, but all that shit ain't top notch. It's not the best stuff there.
Let me ask you, so Her Loss was apparently shot at Future or whatever, right? Was there any shot spoken on that album to indicate that he was throwing shots?
Yes, there was a couple. And Drake does that. He's spicy. So he's always got some spice in a song. You never really know. Sometimes you know who it is. Most times I know who he's talking about. But within the last couple of years, there has been a lot of them listening. I'm like, who is he talking about? But now that I think back, he's been talking about Future. And then What Will Pluto Do? That What Will Pluto Do was crazy. The fact that we all let him throw that out there and we just was like,
yeah.
This nigga said, Pluto definitely, What Will Pluto Do? You definitely fucking on this hoe. What? That's some tender ass shit to say and nobody caught it. When I was washing dishes when I heard that first song, I remember and I'm like, but it didn't, like, nobody was really giving any life to it. But Future said, fuck this shit, it's up, nigga. Because they was doing it on the slide, but nigga, it's up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about this Future album?
I'm not going to lie. The first time I heard it, I was not.
She wasn't feeling it.
I was not. But You know how songs do sound different in the car? The songs that I did hear back again, I did start to like some of them. Not all of them.
I think that this is Future's best album in the last, at least the last 3 to 4 years. This is Future's, like, run. You think if he wasn't doing all of this and having Drake on these shit, that Drake would still be considered at the tip top? Or would Future actually be getting more respect?
Ooh, that's hard.
I think Future would be more in the conversation if him and Drake weren't so close for all of those years. We get why it happened, and we get why we can see, oh, wow, well, it's not really what we thought it was. Yeah. But I haven't listened to it for a couple of days. This probably shouldn't have been us right there. Whatever. Who cares? We are adults. But my faves, I'm just going to go down them real quick. Type Shit, Ice Attack, Claustrophobic, Running Out of Time. I don't think you like that song. That man, where he's singing, that's that shit.
I don't remember.
Side, She a Vibe, Where My Twin At, What the Fuck You Mean, Seen It All, GTA, Everyday Hustle, Ain't No Love. I literally just named probably like 14 out of the 7. It's that shit. It's a banger. And I don't think that you realize that Future, he's changed his flow over the last years. And I think he's perfected it.
I see it.
Back around when he did the mixtape with Juice WRLD was really when he was like, I don't want to say rappers are stealing Juice WRLD's flow, but they're taking from the Detroit guys, because you like, it's not offbeat rapping. He's not offbeat. He's just not on like tempo. Mm-hmm. He's like tempo adjacent, and he's rapping to like a snare in the background or that type shit And he's been doing a phenomenal job at it, and I think that he was going at Drake, he said, nah, nigga, I gotta rap on this bitch to let you know I'm ready for whatever. It's me and you. Hey, homeboy, my power room homeboy in the back, he ready. He said it on a song. Let's get it, bro. He ready. I don't know if y'all know what that means, but if a nigga say that to you in a certain type of manner, if he has people with him, it's about to go up. That's the energy I got from that rap song. Nigga, fuck all that. Nigga, You know how maybe you in a tense situation and you niggas is trying to keep it cool. This verse on that gives me the vibes where Kendrick's like, fuck all that. This nigga a hoe, man. All this nice ass shit. Nigga, you's a bitch. What's up? That's the energy I got. You's a bitch. What you want to do, nigga? Because Drake, I've realized why I learned so much. Being learning new content creator, a nigga that's not social media savvy, learning this stuff. And you realize that a lot of these celebrities, a lot of these streamers, they are so famous and so likable because they're relatable. And they're not trying to be relatable. They are relatable. Like, this, they're you.
Right.
Look at Drake. Drake is a tender dick ass nigga, bro. Future, Big Bank is from Future's camp. Big Bank gives so much credence to just stand up shit from this camp and all other members' trouble, all the other members, they such stand up that I'm gonna give a Future a pass with this and say he's not being tender dick, and that somebody told him, yo, this is what you need to do, let's do this. Because Future just don't come off as tender dick to me, even with the Sierra and Russell shit.
I feel like he just didn't care, just like whatever, and then just moved on from it.
This is how he's not in the blogs. That is incorrect.
Oh, it's okay.
No, he be dissing that nigga.
Oh,
he
can sneak
disses. Yes, but I think that he does it. I think that some of this stuff is planned. I think that some of this shit is cool. Just like with the Queen and Chris thing, that shit was sanctioned.
Yeah,
the nigga was doing a video, and a text came from her. One text, not multiple texts. Yeah. Not one text. They're communicating. Something in this tells me that Future and Drake might be beefing. Really might be going at it, but niggas is like, we gonna do it like this. Let's get some bread. I'm saying it's not gonna come to no blows. It's too much money for both sides. The industry itself is not gonna go crazy. Let's do it like this. With the Kendrick shit, bruh, Kendrick is not coming at Drake from that point of view. These niggas got too much bread. Kendrick is walking around. He's been walking around with a golden or platinum crown, Jesus crown, since he put out his album.
Yeah.
These niggas is getting too much bread. You're not doing that. I really think that Kendrick has the issue with Drake, but you go back to the politics of LA shit, nigga, J. Cole, you standing right next to him. And you talk about how you're the best rapper alive. Guess what, nigga? It ain't no Big Three. It's Big Me. Now what? Me being a J. Cole fan, I believe, well, I'm gonna hold that. I believe that J. Cole can do whatever you want to do, Kendrick. I believe that if you really want some smoke, you should go at Cole. Drake over here talking about he's holding his head up high and no nigga in the world can fuck with him. I'm all over the place. Let me finish my first one before I get to this. What I was trying to say is Drake is an epitome of all these tender dick ass niggas that care so much about a bitch and about the box. And you let so many things happen about some box. This is why Drake is him. This is why niggas can relate. This is why at my age, it's so hard for me to see what he be talking about, because I'm not a certified lover boy. I don't have 500 bodies. And if that makes me a cornball, I'm a cornball. I got one girl. We've been together for a long time. Saying that's just the life I'm living. I don't get this Tinder dick shit. This all fucking the same. I'm sure I've been messing with the same girl, but I ain't never had no long-term sex relationship with a woman to where I can get.
That's weird.
The shit that you niggas do over women is weird, bro. I don't care how long it's been going on. It's weird. Niggas be beefing over women, going at each other. Oh, it's weird. I've had guys try to beef with me over women. I've had drama between different women. And I'm just not that type of nigga. That shit just seems super. His lives seem hella stressful. I ain't gonna lie. People that you is out, you playing the field and you got this many women and you got all this shit. That seem hella stressful. I would never want to do it. I'm cool. I be kind of cool looking like busted because niggas rush you off when you busted. I'm like, and I be trying to just be out the way, so I be cool. It's kind of going to suck that I ain't going to be working at a job where I'm off camera probably. So I'm going to have to get a regular haircut. But I don't like being out of the way. I don't want to be noticed because y'all, people just do too much. But as we progress the conversation, I believe that Future feels very disrespected and has felt disrespected that he's not even been talked about as either the fourth best rapper. I don't think he's the fourth best rapper. I think, because I'm not talking about sales. And the sales, I just don't count that now because you're like, y'all niggas put out trash. Y'all put out an album that's 10 songs. 5 of them be some shit that you probably should have never even put out. And the other 5 be cool for most of y'all. What the fuck do the sales matter? The industry standard album right now is a mediocre project. And Drake has been putting out mediocre projects for the better part of the last 10 years. With that being said, when you're putting out that much mid as the top guy who has all of the shit behind him, you got one of the best rappers ever behind you. This camp. Let's talk about it. The best rapper ever. And you're becoming Walmart, bro. That does something for me about your standing in the top 5, top 3. This is mine.
So who is
J. Cole, Future, Kendrick, Drake. And this, my fifth one would be Russ. Sixth one would be, that's it. Oh, the rest of you niggas don't deserve, as far as a commercial, because y'all already know I fuck with the Bennies, the Conways. Yeah. We're not even talking about that. We ain't gonna get to that. But we talk about best overall artist. The only reason Drake is that is because he's rich. But this is pop, my nigga. This is hip hop. And he hasn't been up to par. It's gonna be affected. Future has all, you got The Wizard, you got We Don't Trust You. You got slapped for all of his last couple albums. You got The Future, the Hendrix album. Future has an R&B album that's one of the top 10 R&B albums in the last 10 years. This is a fact. You might not know it. This is a fact. Those that know. Future. He wrote a song for Beyonce. Drake might have wrote songs for some very reputable niggas. He hasn't told us, though, so we can't count it. Mm-hmm. Bruh, J. Cole, he has a fleet of great artists. Not artists that's just round. I'm saying just there because you got to look. No, great artists that have been developed. They make their own sound. None of J. Cole's artists sound like him. None of them. You got Boss. Nobody even knows who Boss is. Boss has been getting chilly for the last 10 years doing his thing with his audience. You got J.I.D. You got Earth Gang. All of their last albums, phenomenal. Ari Lennox. This is from J. Cole. That counts. The camp behind you counts. Who Drake and Kendrick got? Kendrick got King. Baby King is hard, but that's one nigga. And I think he got a couple other artists, but you got Baby King as far as a name. Who? Like, who? Drake, who? The Weeknd? I guess. Who else? Exactly. Exactly. And some people, they say that they don't like J. Cole's albums. I think J. Cole has been putting out phenomenal albums, but every album J. Cole has put out has been great besides. Actually, no. They've all been great. If you really go back and listen to them and look at the content in them, they've all been great. Now, we are waiting. I'm going to hold you accountable, Cole. We are waiting for that I'm the best. This is my shit. I'm not making none of the beats on the albums. You niggas make the beats. Y'all want to get on it if you want to. Get on the project if you want to. But I'm coming for you because that's the energy he's been having. We're waiting for that album. We're waiting for the Fall Off. We're waiting for that album. It's going to be, it's really going to be the stamp between who is it. Because right now it's Cole. It's Cole. As far as what's been going on the last couple years, as far as the quality of verses that have been put out, it's Cole. Projects, it's Cole. We'll see. We don't trust you. 10 out of 10. Y'all got to stop beefing over women, though. But if it's going to give this music, if this is the music that's going to come out of you guys arguing over women, hey, man, do it up. I ain't going to lie to you. Moving on. Oh, what's your rating?
As far as?
The album.
The new future album? I'll give it a 7 out of a 10.
Schoolboy Q, Blue Lips. This is one of those. Future's album is an album. It's a nigga shit album. This is the album that you drive, you listen to go get your kid. Now, once your kid get in the car, you can turn on Blue Lips. Most songs on Blue Lips. This is a masterpiece. This is the reason why I'm one of those guys. I like Schoolboy Q better than Kendrick because Kendrick is so... I like lyrical, miracle rap, but Kendrick, at times Kendrick can sound like a book, like a Bible. And in Schoolboy Q, this Blue Lips album is because they're both, because I'm sure they're both with it because they're both affiliated. But I guess because the Hoovers are a little bit more... I don't know anything about how they are. But the Hoovers, they just got something about them. They just got an edge to them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like he's like really on his like dad, black man shit, going through real life, figuring out, just figuring out the life as a black man. I love Blue Slides. That's my top song. Actually, that movie song with AZ Chike, that put me on AZ Chike. I've heard about AZ Chike, but I hear about a lot of you niggas. And when I press play on most niggas, I'd be disappointed. So I'd be trying not to press play until I just hear something that hit. And we're going to play this because I like this shit. We're gonna play a little bit of it. This is a one minute, 50 seconds. And it's like shit like that. It's just crazy. It's still rap. But like calling shit out and he just like, this is weird. $275 a line of lean is crazy. You don't know what a line is, so you don't get it. A line is not a lot. Like that's some fiend shit. Alright, here we go.
Look, bitch, put me in the fam. These niggas all cap like brim. All this water, I can show you how to swim. Let this bitch touch on the third limb. Yeah, nah, fam, we fuck we can. You ain't the nigga, I'ma look to a win. But y'all was broken out, y'all get it in. But now I'm up and out of town on your fringe. But now I'm up and out of bounds in the beach. What a five-star bitch, I'm with a five-star. We gon' play.
She doesn't like that type of music, but y'all get it. You know what I'm saying? AZ Type, shout out to you, because he actually had an album, too, that's hard. That first song, The Notebook, that shit go. We're not going to go all the way through the Schoolboy Q album, but this is a definite 10 out of 10. You got Ohio featuring Freddie Gibbs, Lost Times featuring Josie, that's one of my favorites. You got Pig Feet featuring Childish Major, Goddamn Me, Thank God for Me, Pop featuring Rico Nasty. Rico Nasty, she kind of scares me. She's a punk rockish, but she's fucking hard. She's fucking hard. Any song I hear her on, she be fucking going. This shit, I wish I could go to the tour for this, because this is a lot of tour, lit up, music. Oh my God. Mosh pit. That shit is jumping. Just by the, you can tell what a nigga does at shows sometimes by the sound of his album, because you like, oh, nigga, you want to perform this. He want to perform all of this. And the one most memorable part on this album was when on Blue Slides, he said, sometimes you gotta be a deadbeat so the kids gotta eat. He's like getting into that type of shit.
Hmm. What does that mean?
Sometimes, depending on the situation that you're in, you may not be necessarily as present as you want to be. Depending on your mode of making money, you may be on the road a lot. And you can't take a toddler on the road. You can't take a kid on the road, a child on the road, unless you have a certain amount of money because they need to go to school. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They need stability. Mm-hmm. But as a rapper, sometimes you might not see your kid. You might be on the road. I'm saying we don't have this experience because I work for people. You know what I'm saying? But I understand it because sometimes you may have to make decisions to where you're away from your family so you can get some money. Mm-hmm. So you can have time to be with them later. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's how some guys look at it. I'm going to work hard now. I'm going to do everything that I gotta do. Once my kids reach a certain age, I can be chilling with them. You know what I'm saying? Some people think like that. And also, sometimes, bro, there is a... Just being a black dad, having a stigma. There's a stigma on you, even though the shit's not fucking true, that niggas don't do what the fuck they're supposed to do for the kids. Mm-hmm. You be kind of pressured. Some black men can be pressured, especially depending on the type of woman that you're around and the type of woman that you decide to have kids with. Mm-hmm. They can maybe feel pressure that they have to be everything at all times. Oh, yeah. I gotta be here to nurture. I gotta be the breadwinner. There's just a lot of undue pressure put on men that isn't necessary if you're a real man, because you know that you gotta do what you gotta do. You know that you gotta hold frame, you gotta regulate your emotions. But I think that it's because of the downfall of other parties that they just put the pressure on men. It can be a man's fault. I don't know where I was going with that, but he just talks about just being a black man in his position from his neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, from going through what he's going through. It's good shit to listen to. I like listening to grown-up music. I like when niggas make grown albums. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Albums to where you sitting and thinking about what's going on. Not most of the music that comes out where you're turning your nose up. It's like,
the sky's blue, tie my shoe.
No, it's like vulgar. And you're just I'm not getting anything. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. I also appreciate street niggas that can do it all. And the album that I'm referring to coming up is Trap 93 from Pittsburgh's own Hardo. Trap 93, I don't know what this is. I don't know if it's a mixtape or album. All I know is this bitch fire. Hardo, the craziest thing about Hardo is I never listened to him coming up. Mm-hmm. And Hardo is one of the drill, he's definitely the originator of drill here. Mm-hmm. He has drill songs from 2010, 09, 11 type shit. He's a working rapper. He's one of the drill originators. He's been around for a lot. He's been through a lot as far as the street shit. And I never listened to him coming up because that just street rap. I ain't start listening to that till I was actually started having experience in the streets type shit.
Is he signed or no?
I think he's signed to Empire, and Empire is a partnership, maybe. You have backing, but you're independent. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a boss type of deal for sure. This album, how I can describe it, because we don't live in the city and I don't go to the city, and I sometimes miss the city. There are some things about Pittsburgh that I love. Music is one of them. Even though we don't have we really do have a good amount of rappers. Rest in peace, Mac Miller. We got Wiz Khalifa. Wiz is Wiz. Wiz is a legend. Mac is a legend. I think Hardo's a legend too, and I also think Hardo has also been carrying the city with rap, really rapping, not letting the trends get him off of what he's doing. He's been able to actually flip from trend and still make good music. This album, he got I think it's called Don't Know How. It's a more melodic song, but like really talking about real street shit. He got so many flavors on this shit. It's one song where it's like, I'm driving around. I know this nigga's driving around getting bats off in the city. Bumping that up. Do Change for Nothing. That one, I keep forgetting the song. It's my favorite song. Oh, Fuck These Niggas. I think it's Fuck These Niggas. No, Never Fall. Let me play Never Falling Off. Tell me this ain't Pittsburgh.
Fuck these niggas talking about, man. Big trap, bitch. One of the last realest niggas breathing in this shit, nigga.
I'm not even going to play it because I don't want to get claimed. But just the beginning of that bitch, you already know what's going on because you from here. You already, but this is one of them ones And again, there is street shit talked about in it, but the way he talks about it, it's a way that you do it. Mm-hmm. And it's palatable, and it's actually good fucking music. Some standouts on here, Real and Humble featuring Al Bial. I'm definitely going to get into Al Bial because I've been watching some interviews, but I haven't really got into him. But that's a, man, that's one of those introspective ones. That's one of those Fuck These Niggas featuring a Loose Screw. You know what I'm saying? Never Falling Off. Got It All Together. That's an older song, but that's still that shit. Don't Know How. Slangin' KK. That's been out, but that song with Wiz, that's that shit. Young and Lost. Die Alone. I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10. And Hardo, he don't really miss. He really one of those artists that he don't just put shit out. I've been listening to him faithfully, listening to everything he's been coming out with for, I want to say, about 5 years. And he actually puts shit into everything that he makes. He puts the time in. It's not just no, oh, here. Yeah. Like, it's time putting in. It's timeless music. You can put this shit, you can just listen to this shit because it's not based on, oh, I'm trying to be viral. It's just, I'm out here, I'm telling my story. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, keeping it real. I'm saying, because he's a father as well, a single father. So he talks about that shit too. Mm-hmm. It's good to see shit from the city. It's good to see niggas from the city doing it up. And it's not like, I'm acting like I'm not from here mm-hmm. to do it up. No, I'm straight pitch. I'm saying Wilkinsburg, straight up. This is what it is. Mm-hmm. And I fuck with that shit. I fuck with that shit a lot. Before we get out of here briefly, this Diddy shit. I've purposely not been keeping up with this shit because you niggas is freaks. You niggas is freaks. We'll brief it up with this one because we don't have to give a full out analysis on some shit that we ain't been sticking up on. Mm-hmm. Diddy's a nasty nigga. He's a freak. Do I think that he may have done things that are predatory? Yeah. Do I think that he may be connected to a ring of some sorts? Not really, though. I don't think so. I do think that when you're at that level and you're a freak and you do drugs, allegedly, that crazy things can happen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I gotta tell y'all, I'm not the sexual perversion guy. Like, a lot of these things make me uncomfortable. I'm just not that guy. And I don't want to judge. And I don't want to say I'm an angel. But like, there's just certain things that I would not. Freak-offs, that sounds disgusting. That is crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. A freak-off. I can't elaborate because I'm just going to sound like I'm judging, but like, there's just certain things that I just find to be demonic and just...
It's not natural to just be... Honestly, I have an image in my head, but just a bunch of just...
Freak shit.
Nicks wrapping their bodies around each other.
Like, dicks out.
Just weird stuff.
I don't... But this is the world we live in. This is the world we live in. That's hip hop. That, unfortunately, is black party culture. Freak nigg. Like, niggas, oh my God. I'm not, like, y'all are crazy. It's a lot of stuff that go on that's normalized that makes me uncomfortable. I'm sorry. I'm a cornball, bro. I'm sorry. I'm a family member. I've always wanted to have a family. My bad.
I think nowadays, there's a lot more stuff coming out than before.
What it is that it's been demonic. We've been losing the morals of what this country was built on. And we've been watering down the word and having a relationship with God to the point where, I'll just say it, shitty people are the majority now. And shitty people will, they have normalized being shitty. People will actually try to speak on a person that stands for something, that doesn't want to keep secrets of you doing fuck shit that they have not agreed to be included into. They'll try to make it seem like they're the fuck niggas nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But that's just what it is. That's why I say I like to have friends, but it's never going to be a lot of people because we just stand for certain things that most people would look at you weird just because everybody else does it. But mm-hmm. that's not what I gauge my... how I'm going to live my life on by what another nigga is doing. Mm. You feel me?
Yeah.
Niggas be sounding nuts, but you got to accept it because I'm not going to spend all day trying to tell somebody why I don't agree with this. I'm just going to live my life the way I want to live it. The point with all of this is that all of you niggas is nasty. All you niggas is nasty. Yeah. Niggas was saying how they seen Jay-Z on a jet coming from a cartel Spanish country, and you knew that he was doing this because this, that, and the third.
What?
You niggas are nasty. Niggas that have money, a lot of niggas that have money have gotten it through ill means in this country. You know what I'm saying? Or got the first little bit through ill means. Some people are making big bank doing crazy shit. You can't tell me that that's not the truth after Billions told us all that they said on Billions. Billions is so good that I stopped watching it because I didn't want to finish it. You know what I mean? Is that I want you to watch it because I just want you to see what these niggas be doing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this shit, you can't tell me the shit. I'm not saying the exact shit that they do on Billions is real, but you niggas be doing that. Y'all be doing shit like that. Y'all be colluding and...
Did you rewatch it?
Yes. The thing is, though, this show, with Billions, you gotta watch that shit.
No distractions.
That's why I stopped watching it, because I'm goddamn missing shows and shit. I'm gonna stop watching this shit. I got too much shit going on. But it's basically shows you how big money sometimes, how big money works in the stock game. You know what I'm saying? Games that are played. You feel me? Like, where was I? This is how money is made here. I'm not looking at anybody like they're saints. My question is, why is it that this is happening? They raided him. He had, I don't know if he has criminal charges, but they raided him. And then there's people saying that he's going to go to prison. I think that he's getting spanked. I never think that you niggas are getting exposed just because you're a shitty person. No, you tried somebody that you shouldn't have tried. You may have said something that you shouldn't have said. Maybe you sued a liquor company, a reputable liquor company, and they said, hey, don't do that again. And I'm gonna show you why. Because he was suing a company, and all of a sudden, right before all this happens, that shit, oh, they settled that. And then, ass whooping, he's doing this. This nigga been a freak. We know that he had something to do with the video too. We know P. Diddy. We know who this man is.
Somehow J-Lo's involved in some of this too.
A lot of people are involved in this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Man, that's why I be feeling like I be in the twilight zone. Because everybody talk about, oh, Diddy that, Diddy this. Who's surprised? It be so crazy. Yes, it sounds crazy, but everything that you heard, a nigga that allegedly started a beef with a nigga and got multiple niggas killed or was in the speed of multiple niggas being killed, allegedly paying certain niggas to kill Tupac. He was allegedly in the Crips that killed Tupac were allegedly in Diddy's pocket. They was like, cool. It's so much like, bro, this nigga's he's a gangster. A lot of these businessmen are. What are you talking about, yo? It just kills me when it's like, niggas decide that, oh, we gonna raise the veil on one of these niggas, then now we all supposed to sit here, oh my God, really? Bro, he's been in the game for 20 years, and he's up. He's in circles that we couldn't even think of.
I've never seen Diddy as...
What did you think? This nigga's creepy. Take that.
Even going back to the days with Danity Kane.
Bro, didn't he make a nigga walk, wait, miles, or he made a nigga walk 60 blocks? This nigga's crazy. We knew this. Niggas, look at all the people that died and like the cults and shit that was a part of Bad Boy. I'm confused, and I shouldn't be confused. I just be confused when the media say something. Who's just like, oh my God, look, nigga, these niggas have been wild, existing, freaking off this whole time, and y'all niggas knew this. Like, it just be wild when this shit happened, bro. When they raided the nigga. And maybe I need to watch the lead attorney more, because I'm sure he got to the point of breaking down the legal reasons to why. Mm-hmm. But no, nah, fam. And a lot of niggas, a lot of the black dudes are saying this. A lot of the black project players, they're like, y'all really letting them do this shit? Y'all letting them do this shit where they just make something the big thing and now we're all latched on to it? Mm-hmm. That's why I ain't talked about it, because it seemed like this is what y'all want us to do. You want us to be like, oh, like, that nigga has been creepy. Jay-Z was a drug dealer. He was a drug dealer. He had a stabbing case. When he was coming, he was on probation for a stabbing case coming into the game.
Oh, wow.
Or like his first years in it. I'm not saying that these are bad people. I'm not saying it makes them a bad person, but just, let's just look at the life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's spooky, bro. It's so spooky because a nigga will sit here and be like, oh, everybody's getting exposed. Are they? Or it seems very calculated. Everybody that gets exposed, it seems very calculated. The whole Tory Lanez, Meg Thee Stallion situation. Your homegirl basically came out. She ain't say it, but the friend basically confirmed to us because she lying like a motherfucker that Meg shot her. He did not shoot her. And this is my opinion. And I don't give a fuck. Like, it's niggas be sitting here saying you don't believe women.
Wait, what? Believe women about what?
You're just supposed to believe all women. Like, niggas have these sayings that take away your whole analytical parts of your brain. And if you want to analyze something, then you're an ism or you're hateful. Okay, this is wild. What? All right, bro. Shout out to Diddy. I don't think anything's gonna happen to this nigga. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I don't think so either. All right,
man, this nigga outside. He outside with it. Man, say he going to prison. No, he not.
Yeah, I doubt it.
No.
I highly doubt it. That nigga, like you said, everything seems highly calculated.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just supposed to be up in arms because a freak nigga is getting exposed for being a freak. I definitely believe that Jay-Z could still be working with the cartel. And I'm not here already. You don't want me to get a job, Jay-Z. I ain't going to be able to get a job. But, bruh. No, you like they said that he became a millionaire. No, well, he said he had 900,000. He amassed allegedly 900,000 before he came into the rap game. You had a network of your own. You had services that could be useful to higher ups. Yes, and I also believe that he was a billionaire way before he told you niggas. Yes, this is America. I hate when a nigga sit in front of me and act like America ain't America. Look at all this bad stuff that's happening. Bad stuff don't always happen. This media shit, this shit be scaring me. But I just gotta do what I gotta do. This is my calling. I'm not trying to die, but I'm gonna just stop talking at this point. I get scared. Once I get scared of certain stuff, we just gonna end the show. Bro, this shit is scary. The rap game is scary. I told you niggas years ago. One day, it might be while I'm in between jobs, I'm going to go back and I'm going to post everything I said back in the day on the pod before we started doing video. And it's happening. I told you niggas, they're going to throw away rap. I said that in 2018. They're going to throw rap away. Look what they're doing.
Yes, we did. I remember.
See, I need to hire somebody to get that to clip up all of them episodes. Great episode. I've become so much happier at the end of all of the recordings I've been doing. Well, the last two, I've only done two. The two recordings I've been doing because I don't have a weight on me. I should be doing something, but I'm not, and I'm doing this. It's great. This has been the Spitter Section. Whenever T is ready to get back for the next episode that we'll be recording, we'll be back then. Oh!
Dang, I was fat there, boy.